Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly Williams is here too, because she's an old friend of ours. She and I are now in our ninth year together, with her being one of our top and the original, I might say, home-based business expert on the Brain Trust, one of the world's experts on Brain Trust on home-based businesses. Beverly is. She's also the co-author, along with Don Cooper, of the outstanding home-based business book, The 32nd Commute. She's a 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, and she's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back.
Well, thank you. Yeah, see, there's so much to tell about me that you stumble over the words.
Right? I know it. I just, you know, as many times as I've said it, it's just, and you keep adding all these new things. So how are things in the world of home-based businesses?
Well, things are coming along fairly well. I think that in sort of looking back and reviewing the year and years, I'm very pleased with where home-based businesses are these days. I'm really happy that they are so much more accepted than they've ever been, that so many more people are not even thinking about themselves as, gee, I'm going to do this home-based, I wonder. They're just accepting that they can do it from home, because it is so much more acceptable. As you know, I do a lot of counseling, both by email, telephone, and in person. And one of the things that is bothering me a little bit, and not just in this region, it's all across the country, and that I'm going to talk today about a New Year's resolution that I want home-based and other small business people, particularly ones getting ready to go into a small business startup, to think about. And it's sometimes a delicate subject. To give you a little background.
Now, we've already covered whether the toilet paper goes over the front or down the wall. Now, we've covered that before.
Yeah. It's another one of those issues like male and female things that you and I can't agree upon, but that's okay. Yes, we've already discussed that. This one is your appearance, the impression that you make upon people when you are going to go into business. Particularly if you're home-based, because there is as much as we have advanced, and I know I just got through saying how wonderful it is, there are still some negatives. There are still some negative thinkers who don't believe that home-based businesses are really serious business owners. And my experience recently has been a plethora of uneducated-sounding people.
Are you saying that just because you're home-based doesn't mean you should leave your professionalism somewhere else?
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I think, unfortunately, what I'm seeing is a group of people who want to be a business owner but have not spent time educating themselves, not only about what they need to do, but basic education, good grammar.
I wasn't thinking of the good grammar and everything, but I mean, not getting educated and not getting the experience and not acquiring the background that they need to start a business is a classic small business mistake.
Yes, it is.
And not just home based, as you know.
Right. But no,
this business of you know, Beverly, I think you just had a run of bad luck lately, so what it sounds like to me.
Well, maybe.
Because you're sounding like maybe people think that because they're home based, some people might be thinking because they're home based that they don't have to try to raise their increase their level of professionalism and sophistication. Is that what you're saying?
That's a good way to put it. I was trying to be delicate about it, and yet what I want to say to people is, if you can't speak properly and you can't write properly, how are you going to get people to believe that you're a serious business owner?
Here's the thing. If you want to be a home-based business owner and you're not interested in trying to increase your level of professionalism, and professionalism meaning that, as Beverly says, that you speak with proper grammar, and that you learn your business. You know, when you walk into a business downtown, when you go to a business out on the strip or wherever, or when you make a phone call and people answer the phone, do they sound like that? Probably mm-hmm. not.
Probably not.
And because Beverly, if someone that you, most of the people you're going to speak to are employees, mm-hmm. and if they didn't speak well and behave in a professional way, they wouldn't be hired.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. You know, the old cliche about you never have a second chance to make a first impression is so true. And that is what I have been struggling with. And maybe you're right that I've just had a streak of.
Yeah, I don't think what you're talking about is something that's any kind of a condition or it's rampant or anything like that. I think that's just the people you've been meeting.
Well, you may be right, but it's not, as I said, not a local problem. It's not a regional issue here where I am, because I'm getting emails and phone calls from around the country. So
And are you saying the emails and the phone calls are disappointing you in the way they present themselves?
Yes. I have difficulty even understanding what it is they're trying to get across.
I get those all the time, I know, and you know, some of them, Beverly, are from people who are immigrants, and who still haven't gotten command of the English language, at least the written language. And you
mm-hmm.
can tell, but you can tell who those people are.
Yes, yes.
They're not being ignorant. They're just haven't got command of the language yet.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell.
Right.
That.
You can tell the difference. Yeah. Absolutely. And these are not
the ones I'm talking about. And their communications are very sweet.
Yes, they are.
The way that they represent themselves, it's kind of cute, but...
They really want help, and they understand that they don't understand the American way of doing things or talking and writing. And those people, as you said, are very easy to spot.
But Beverly, maybe these people you've been talking to, maybe one of the reasons they're home-based is they can't get a job.
Well, I think that's true.
Have you thought about that?
Folks, yes, I have.
Hang on, Beverly. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, Beverly has got a burr under her blanket today for some reason. And we're going to come back and see if I can't help her get that out. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with Beverly Williams. It's 23 after the hour. That's Robert Cray on blues guitar. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Beverly Williams is our guest, and she's all over our website. When you get to mine, I hope you'll check it out and subscribe to my newsletter, my free newsletter, which comes on Sunday, and also check out the blog, which is right there on the homepage, or at jimsblog.biz. Beverly Williams has a website too, don't you, Beth?
I do. It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
So check it out. They can find your book there too, can't they?
They can. They can. And lots of other information about being a home-based business.
All right. Beverly, you were talking about being disappointed in some of the communiques you've been getting lately from folks. And, you know, I really do think that you've just had a little bit of a run of those.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking off the air up for a minute. What would cause someone who is not well-spoken, who may not have as much education as they need to be, and I say education, I mean experience, really, mm-hmm. more business education, than they need to be successful as a business owner. But the thing is that it's the cost, the price of entry to business ownership is not much as a home-based business.
No.
So what you're getting, what you've run into are people who haven't really had to present themselves in the marketplace for, on their own behalf. They've been an employee. They've done other things, and they either want to rise above what they're doing now, and maybe have a little more control, and they want to be a business owner. And I think that I have to say congratulations to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you and I both know people who are successful business owners today that 10, 20 years ago were exactly like those people.
Absolutely.
They got started, they looked around themselves, and they saw, wait a minute, the way I'm behaving is not going to lead to success. I should modify my behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I should learn to speak better. I should learn to write better. I need to learn about accounting. I need to learn about marketing. And I know people who are rich today who 20 years ago you would have said fit the category of the email that you,
mm-hmm.
emails you've been getting.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you 150%.
So we can't write those people off, but it is wearisome, isn't it?
It is weary, especially when they come in groups like I've had them lately. As you said, a run of
I think
of
they've
bad
been
luck
ganging up on you, Beverly. I think let's all get together and gang up on Beverly.
Well, and you're absolutely right. I don't want to come across as a snob or someone who doesn't care, because my heart goes out to anybody who is trying to make better for themselves. And home-based businesses certainly are run by or started by a lot of people who haven't had other options. And that's certainly the story that's come across in a lot of these as well.
Well, the thing is, I think, Beverly, I think I know where your consternation is. It's not so much for them. It's for yourself in wanting to help them and mm-hmm. not knowing quite where to start.
Right.
Because if they ask you, if they use horrible grammar and ask you a marketing question, you don't want to answer the marketing question. You want to talk about their grammar first.
You've got
because
it.
All the marketing in the world isn't going to help them if they have to meet their customers, if their customers think that they're not really it's just important, as you said, to make mm-hmm. a good impression.
Right, exactly right.
And how do you get them off of that? I mean, I've done that. How do you get them off of the marketing back onto mm-hmm. the other problem?
Mm-hmm. In a face-to-face, although it's harder in some respects, it's easier in others to be able to talk with someone, look them in the eye and say, I'm really concerned because of this. And although it's embarrassing perhaps for them and for me, it usually is very helpful. People sort of hitch themselves up and say, you're right, and how should I go about doing this, and how can I do the marketing at the same time because I need to get this business going. It's more difficult when it is an email or a letter that I get.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's my dilemma, and my desire is to have people have the tools that they need as well as the knowledge to have run a successful home-based business and be a part of the society that is acceptable to the rest of the business world.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
we could just answer answer the question that they've asked, and then say, by the way, I'd like to recommend that you find a business writing course.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hint, hint, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, that'd be a nice way, I think, to say something like that.
And where would they find a business writing course?
They could go to the local community college. There are lots of the local higher education schools mm-hmm. will do community ed.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're right. I have to tell you though that I teach at a lot of community colleges, Jim,
yeah.
and I have yet to see a business writing course at.
They're
a community
out there.
College.
Well, maybe you. It's about time you started right doing one, Beverly. hey, Beverly. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll see you next time.
I'll
Beverly
be here.
Williams, ladies and gentlemen. That's BeverlyWilliams.com, and the book is The 30-Second Commute. If you're home based or want to be, you need that book. Quick break. 29 after. I'll be right back with the branding ladies, Jean and Jane, right after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administat.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.